今日是我们青少年事工的周末的崇拜，在当中我们很感恩有我们的青少年事工里面其中一位传道同工谭任家莹传道在里面来到作分享和教导。今天呢，我们请用热烈的掌声欢迎 Pastor Kelly， 在当中我们请 Pastor Julian 和我们翻译。
Well, good evening. Thank you for having me today.
Okay, 多謝你今天邀請我來到當中。
My name is Kelly. I am a pastor at this church.
我是Kelly， 我是這裡的其中一個傳道人。
And I work primarily with high school students.
我是做高中生的工作。
So if you go to the next slide, I have a few pictures for you.
Avia 其實我聽不到你講。
Oh, like the monitor them.
Yeah, monitor, 俾多啲聲。
呢度左手邊咧係我嘅家庭啊，我同我先生結咗婚，今年十年啦。咁我哋有兩個細蚊仔嘅，大嗰個咧 ，sorry， 你唔使同我英文翻譯啦，係咪
？I don't.
大嗰個係卓賢，佢今年六歲，今年會七歲啦。咁佢係喺一年班嘅，細嗰個係卓林，佢就嚟四歲，咁佢好恩皮嘅。佢哋兩個最鍾意玩啲遊戲呢係打交，好鍾意打交嘅。咁 Pastor Julian， 我知道你有喺屋企係有兩個女嘅，咁我相信佢哋兩個玩嗰啲遊戲係好唔同我啲仔女嘅，係啊，你哋畫畫，
佢哋會鬧交但唔會打交。
No， 我兩個係直情打交嘅，有時係會 ，you know， 唉，好麻煩嘅。
Pastor Kelly 可以用中文講埋
到。哦，唔得，係咁多㗎啦 ，OK 。OK。So I minister to high school students.
我是牧養高中生的。
And a lot has changed since I was in high school to high school nowadays.
自從我是高中生的時候到現在的高中生有很多東西已經改變了。
And to be honest, I look in the pews and I see a lot of parents, that perhaps have children that are my age.
我看到這個當中有很多是我牧養的學生的父母來的。
And as I have entitled my sermon this evening, Change with the Change, I want to take some time to look back in the last 30 years to see how things have changed.
我今天的講題的題目叫做 Change with the Change, 就是因改變來到改變，因為這30年呢真的有很多的改變了，而且我們都要有適當的改變。
So the first thing I'm talking about is a change in communication.
第一樣要講的就是一個溝通的改變。
When I was growing up, I had a pen pal, and I would write letters to them, and I would mail them.
當我成長的時候，我有個筆友嘅，我會寫信俾佢嘅。今次我，
係你啦。Nowadays, there is text messaging or email, which is instant.
而家咧就係短信啦，同埋電郵啦 ，which 係立即已經去到個當中嘅。
I remember, I think 1989年 I don't know if you guys remember this cell phone, the first generation.
1989年嗰陣時咧，嗰個大哥大水壺
啊。I think you can only talk for 4 minutes on it.
That's 4 minutes.
Nowadays we have smartphones.
Okay, 而家係智能手機啦。
There's VHSs that we have before, and now we shoot video and have FaceTime.
以前就 VHS 啦，而家係叫 FaceTime 啊，即係叫做視像通訊啦。
Sharing pictures of your life was done in person. You would print them out.
現在是將使用手機就將啲照片咧就分享俾朋友知道啦。
Yeah, and now we use social media to do that instead.
現在是啲 social media， 即係嗰啲叫做社交網絡啊。
And so the instantaneous culture of communication has created a new job industry and the ability to reach people in ways that we have never before.
現在有即時溝通的文化令到這個有很多生產了不同的工作。
It has also bred a generation where delayed gratification is non-existent and where there is a global influence of our younger generation instead of just the parental influence.
而家產生咗新嘅一代咧，就唔再有延遲嘅滿足啊，即係 delayed gratification 啦，乜嘢都係一即時嘅，而嘅影響咧不但只係家庭嚟，而都係整個世界咁嚟嘅。
Let's talk about morals.
而家讲下道德。
And our faith as well.
我们的信仰。
In the past, we could freely talk about Jesus without fear of being judged.
以前我们可以自由地分享信仰的，人哋唔会话我哋，唔会话去批判我哋嘅。
Now it's politically incorrect to talk about God.
而家都冇可能，宗教同政治冇可能。
Where once state and religion were together.
以前宗教同政治可以混埋一起嚟講。
There is a blatant removal of our religion in politics.
而家係政治同信仰嘅分離。
And this generation is facing a faith crisis.
呢個信仰呢，而家呢個世代呢，就面對一個危機。
They are searching for their identity, but they are not finding it in God or in the Bible.
佢尋找緊自己嘅身份，但喺神嘅當中就揾唔到。
For this generation, truth is whatever they interpret it to be, and it's very personal.
現在的這個世代所有的真理都是好自己怎樣解釋就怎樣解釋的。
They are living in a very dark time and they are being fooled by Satan's promises.
現在是一個黑暗的時代，他們都被撒旦的愚弄著。
I trust that many of you have been a part of the church for a number of years now.
我相信大家在這個教會都很久了。
I want to take some time to look at even how the church's ministries have evolved over the years.
教會的事工在這麼多年當中都有些改變。
In the past, we have these big evangelical meetings where one speaker shares about the gospel.
以前呢，我哋有啲大型嘅報道會呢，有一個講員呢去分享福音嘅。
That picture up there is of one of Billy Graham's crusades.
葛培，好似葛培理報道會咁樣。
And now this generation doesn't like the big. They like the small. They like the intimate relationships.
而家呢個世代係鍾意細型啲嘅，親密啲嘅。
Even with youth ministry, we used to do the big programs.
以前嘅青少年事工都鍾意搞啲大型嘅program。
And now this generation wants personal relationships.
現在這個世代喜歡一些比較個人密切的關係。
30 years ago, when we think about missionaries, we think about sending people out.
30年前我們就說我們差人出去做宣教。
And now everybody is a missionary in where they're at.
現在每一個人在我們現在身處的地方都是一個宣教士。
And so you see, even the ministries of the church, the way we communicate the gospel has changed over the last 30 years.
這30年當中，教會的事工和我們怎樣去分享福音已經有改變。
We see a shift from program-oriented gospel sharing to personal relationship gospel sharing.
我們由一個聚會式的分享福音，現在去到一個比較關係式的分享福音。
And so there is an evolution of change in our society.
這個時代是進化轉變緊。 I
think many of us can say that values have changed.
價值觀改變了。
The measurement of success has changed.
量度成功的尺都轉換了。People
live differently than they have 30 years ago to how we are living now.
30年前的生活方式和現在都有不同了。And
because of this, our approach to discipleship in this young generation has to change with the change.
就是因為這樣的時候，我們去 去做門訓的時候，跟30年前都要有些改變了。And
so I use this quote here from John F. Kennedy. Change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or the present are certain to miss the future.
一個 quote 喺以前嘅美國總統約翰金乃迪，佢話變化就係生命嘅規律。那些只著眼過去同現在嘅人，肯定會錯過未來。
So if we continue to do things in the same way, we're going to get the same results.
如果我們繼續用以前的方法去做以前的事工，可能只會得到以前一樣的效果。
I know I've talked a lot about change, but there are some things that are not changing, that are unchanging.
有些東西是要改變，有些東西是不改變的。
And I want to take just a few moments to talk about the gospel that is never changing.
現在會講一講，我們所講的福音是不改變的，會講。
What is the role of the Christian church and the role of followers of Jesus Christ?
究竟我們一個教會的角色和跟隨耶穌基督的基督徒的角色是什麼呢？
And this is something that I teach my students regularly in our fellowship and in our services.
我經常都這樣教我團契當中的年輕人。
There's three things that I tell them as what makes a disciple of Christ.
有三樣嘢係令到我哋成為一個門徒嘅標記。
The first one is that they are a follower of Jesus who has their minds and hearts molded to be like Christ.
第一样就是我们是耶稣的跟随者，我们被神塑造，我们的心思意念呢，就每一天更似耶稣。
So I look at Romans chapter 12 verse 2, which says, and I just will read a little bit, but to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
好像罗马书十二章二节，就只要心意更新而变化。
The second thing is to invest and commit to the church community, to be a part of our church community here.
第二件事，门徒是要委身教会的群体。
So Hebrews tells us that we are on this journey together and we are to commit to being together.
好像希伯来书讲，我们是要委身，我们一起一个群体的当中。
And the final mark of a maturing disciple is a maker of other disciples.
門徒另外一個最後的標記，就是我們不但是門徒，我們是要建立門徒。
So we look at Matthew 28 verse 19, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
好像馬太福音28章19節那裡說，我們要使萬民作我的門徒。
So these are the things that won't change throughout the history of time.
剛才所三個的標記，就是任何世代都不會改變的。
To follow God,To be transformed and to make other disciples.
跟随神，被更新，同埋去建立门徒。
So if we can agree on that, the question now is, how do we do it in a day and age where it is so different?
如果我们每一个都同意我们刚才那三个门徒的印记的 mark 的时候，我们是怎样去做呢？
Thomas Jefferson says, every generation needs a new revolution.
Thomas Jefferson 曾经讲过一句说话，就是每一个时代都需要改革。
This means that this generation needs a change. It needs a revolution.
即是说这个世代都需要改变，都需要一个改革。
And it requires us as leaders and an older generation to lead them towards this revolution and lead them towards this change.
是需要我们每一个我们的领袖是带领我们这个改变和改革的。
To revolutionize their lives, to be makers of other disciples and follower of Jesus Christ.
去令到我们去成为一个教会，一个门徒，一个跟随者。
So I want to take this time and I want to look at the passage that was just read from Acts chapter 17, 16 to 34.
我们现在就看回刚才讲读一段经文，使徒行传17章16至34节。
So I'm just going to explain a little bit of what's going on here.
我会解释究竟这段经文是讲什么的。
This, at this point, is Paul's second mission journey.
在这里讲到这里的时候，是保罗第二个宣教旅程。
And he arrives in Athens, and the first thing that he sees is people are worshipping idols. 好像福禄寿咁样。
他第一件去到雅典的地方，就见到一些人去崇拜偶像，好像福禄寿咁。
And so it inspires him. There's a sense of urgency that Paul wants to reach these people with the word of God.
所以他就见到之后就好心急，想去将福音呢就传到，将神嘅话语呢带到佢哋当中。
So that's what verse 17 says, that he walks into this place and there's all of these idols that people are worshipping and these temples that are built for these gods.
佢就好似第十七节咁讲，竟去到个地方，见到世上嘅人全部喺度去敬拜一啲假神。
And Athens at the time was very culturally diverse and it was very intelligent.
佢雅典係一個好多文化嘅城市，亦都係一個好有啲人好有智慧嘅。
From this society came Greek philosophers like Socrates, Plato, Aristotle.
佢有好多嘅好出名嘅哲學家啦，蘇格拉底、柏拉圖同亞里士多德。
So very, very intellectual.
好是好有智慧的。
It was about 10,000 people in this city, and it was filled with beautiful statues.
可以有好多好靓嘅雕像，有1000个异教。
But at the time, they were teaching, the Greek philosophers were teaching that the goal of life was to indulge in earthly pleasures.
当时好流行嘅教导，特别系啲希腊嘅哲学家，就系话我哋要沉醉呢个世俗入边嘅宴乐。
So verse 22 tells us that Paul is filled with disdain for these idols and then starts to tell people about Jesus.
去到第二十二節嗰度咧，保罗就话真系感到好扎心，好不满啊！即系话点解拜偶像嘅咧
？Now I want to say that Paul is a very zealous person.
Paul is a
zealous. I don't know. 緊張啊！緊
張，
好勁嘅。
好勁嘅人。
He's an evangelist.
係一個好強嘅福音傳道者。
And instead of arguing with these people, he just references the script on one of the idols, which says to an unknown god.
佢唔係去用爭論，佢就係指出佢其中一個偶像係一個未識之神。
And he uses what is inscribed in one of the idols as a jumping point to how he's going to tell them about Jesus Christ.
他就是用他其中那些人拜一个偶像的未识之神呢，作为一个桥梁呢，去到去答，去预备去讲他要讲的福音。
And so if you follow along, he tells them that God made the world, he is our creator.
他就讲到这个是神，是一个创造的神。
That he resides in heaven and not in the man-made temples or in the idols.
他在天上住，他不是住在地上的殿宇里面。
Verse 25 tells us that Paul proclaimed to the people that God gives life and breath to everyone and does not require the sacrifice the way the Greek gods did.
他25節那裡就講到他神是將生命氣息給過俾個所有人，佢唔使人咧去獻祭嘅。
Verse 26 references the story of Adam and Eve。
佢二十六節就指出呢一個亞當同夏娃嘅故事。
And verse 28 tells us that we live in God and God lives in us。
28節講就係話，我哋住喺神裏邊，神亦喺我哋裏邊。
And then at the end of chapter 17, it tells us that while some people accepted the gospel, other people rejected it。And Paul left.
去到第77章的最后呢，讲到是有些人去接受了福音，但有些人呢就拒绝了福音，但是当时保罗就走了。
Now, what does this passage have to do with change?
那究竟这段经文跟来到这里跟我们的改变有什么连接呢？
Why are we looking at Paul's preaching and interaction with the people in Acts chapter 17 as a way to teach us how to engage in a new way?
我哋点解我哋要睇保罗喺雅典当中嘅讲道，同佢当中同其他人交流，点样帮助我哋去到呢个世代，去同我哋唔同嘅人咧，去交流咧
？So there's a few things that I want to note here.
有几样嘢我哋要知道嘅。
Number one is Paul was willing to go to the people.
有一样我哋要知道，就是保罗咧系愿意去到人群嘅当中。
And like I said, this is Paul's second journey to evangelize to people.
好似头先讲过啦，呢个系保罗第二次宣教嘅旅程去传福音。
And he travels daily to proclaim the gospel to people who don't know Jesus Christ.
佢每日都去到唔同地方去传福音，话俾一啲话传福音讲得救福音俾一啲唔知道福音嘅人。
Now traditionally, when you think of evangelizing to somebody, what do we think of doing?
当你谂到去传福音嘅时候，你通常会谂到啲乜嘢
？Traditionally, we think, oh, bring our friend into the church, hear a gospel message, talk to the pastor, and then they will believe.
你通常会谂邀请个人翻嚟教会听福音，跟住咧同 pastor 同传道人。讲几句，跟住佢相信啦。
But what does Paul do? He doesn't bring people to him. He goes out to the people.
保罗唔同，佢唔系佢将人带去面前，系佢去到人嘅当中。
And so the next time you're out 饮茶 with your friends, and God is telling you to share the gospel.
所以下一次如果你去点心你个朋友嘅时候咧。点心嘅朋友咧，咁我 miss 咗个，跟住再讲。
Next time you're going out dim sum with your friends，
去饮茶嘅时候咧，下一次。
And God is telling you share the gospel。
神就叫我哋传福音啊
！Don't wait till the next time when we have an evangelistic meeting。
唔使等到下次我哋有布道会啊
！Share the gospel then。
而家就分台分享福音啦。
God has presented you with an opportunity outside of this building to share who our great God is.
神已经为你同我预备咗啲机会咧，系唔喺呢个 church 呢个 流语入边咧，系要我哋去分享神嘅话语。
The second thing is that the Apostle Paul understood the beliefs and values of that particular people.
第二樣嘢，使徒保羅咧係明白佢所人嘅信念同佢嘅價值觀。
If you read the passage, it's so evident that Paul knew them. He knew their values. He knew their gods. He understood their traditions.
如果你細心睇嘅經文時候，你好肯定咧，保羅咧係知道佢哋嘅。知道佢哋嘅價值觀，知道佢哋所拜嘅神，同埋知道佢哋嘅傳統。
Several times in Paul's sermon to the people, he references their gods and their customs.
有幾次咧，當保羅去講道嘅時候咧，佢都提及佢哋嘅神同埋佢嘅風俗。
Even in verse 22, he appeases them by saying that they know that he knows that they are religious people.
佢第二節嘅當中，佢知道佢都係一個敬畏 religious 虔誠嘅人嚟嘅。
But that they're just worshiping the wrong god。
但係佢就係敬拜一啲假神，一啲錯嘅神。
He uses his knowledge of the culture to show them who the real god is。
佢就係因為佢知道佢哋嘅文化，使用佢認識嘅文化去話俾你聽邊個先係真神。
And so when you are thinking about sharing the gospel with your friends and family who don't know God, are you conscious and culturally sensitive to them?
當我哋去話去傳福音，去分享福音俾我哋嘅朋友同我家庭嘅時候，我哋知唔知道我哋應該點樣同佢講？我哋係敏唔敏感佢所信嘅嘢？
And that's why I said Paul didn't argue with any of the people there.
保羅咧係真係冇喺呢段經文咧冇同佢一個拗叫嘅。
He simply presents the gospel in a sensitive way and allows God to reach those people.
佢就將福音去好敏感地用佢哋聽得明嘅話就話俾你知道。
The third thing is that the Apostle Paul met people where they were.
佢第三樣嘢就係使徒保羅咧，就去到佢哋生活嘅當中，融入佢哋生活嘅當中。
Have you ever heard of the saying, "When in Rome, do as the Romans do"?
你有冇聽過一個叫做入鄉隨俗咧
？This was literally what Paul was doing.
呢個就係保羅所做嘅嘢。
He was culturally sensitive in proclaiming the gospel to people who were very different than him.
佢係對嗰啲文化係好敏感嘅，知道嘅。佢就用佢嘅方法去宣告神嘅福音俾你知道。
And actually, many scholars will note that his particular sermon in Athens has a very different tone than the rest of his sermons throughout his missions journey.
有啲學者咧去研究保羅嘅講道咧，唔同發覺喺雅典嘅講道同其他佢第二個旅程嘅講道係好唔同嘅。
And I think it was because he sensed these people needed to receive the gospel in a different way.
我相信保羅係知道咧亞啲人要聽福音係用唔同嘅方法嚟聽。
He was calm. He didn't ensue any arguments.
佢好冷靜，佢唔爭論。
In verse 33, tells us that he preached the message and just left.
33節佢就話宣講成個福音，跟住佢就走。
It's like if we were to go to Africa for a missions.
好似我哋去非洲去短宣去宣教咁樣。
What do you do when you get there?
我哋去到非洲會做啲咩咧
？Do you insist that they eat Chinese food and they speak Chinese？
我哋會唔會強行叫佢食中國嘢同埋食講中文咧
？No, you learn their language and you eat their food and you participate in their culture。
咁我哋梗係唔會啦，我哋會去學佢嘅語言啦，去學佢哋文化啦，去學習好似佢咁生活啦。
And that is meeting people where they're at for the sake of the gospel.
我哋就去到嗰個地方，去到去遇見，去同佢哋融入佢嘅生活嘅當中。
And so the question is, how do we do this?
個問題就係我哋點樣去做咧
？How can RHCCC look forward into the next 30 years to disciple our people and our generation？
我哋城北華基嚟緊30年，我哋點樣去將福音傳俾一個正在改變緊嘅文化社會
？We have seen so much change in the last 30 years. How do we do it now？
30年前同而家已經有好多嘅改變。
I want to share with you three things that I believe is the future for discipleship in our church.
我想你分享三件事是关于我们教会未来的门训的方向。
The first thing is creativity in sharing the gospel.
第一件事就係有創意嘅去傳福音。
We've seen evolution in technology.
我哋睇到好多科技嘅變化啦，日新月異。
Globalization has led the world to be smaller, and communication is literally at our fingertips.
全球化令到呢個世界細曬啦，我哋嘅通訊咧就好似喺個手指尖嗰度。
我哋以前翻香港，我哋要去温哥華先嘅，而家我哋可以直接飛嘅。So we are able to reach people groups faster and more frequently than ever before.
我哋能夠接觸好多嘅人，好快嘅去接觸到。
Social media will never replace personal relationship, but to be honest, it's been a main tool for me to connect to young people.
我知道社交媒體永遠都唔能夠代替我哋個人嘅關係，但係好老實講，社交媒體咧。幫助我能夠去同人咧去連接起嚟。
Music, video, multimedia, all of these we are able to use as a platform to creatively proclaim the gospel.
音樂、影像、所有嘅多媒體，令到我哋能夠好有生動地同埋好有創意地將我哋嘅福音去傳揚出去。
So what are some of the new things that in 2017 we can embrace to reach not just our young people, but people who do not know God?
2017年我哋有咩新嘅方法，唔係淨傳福音去做門訓，唔係淨係俾青少年人，係俾所有唔認識神嘅人。
We must submit to God in helping us to discern how we can creatively reach people in this day and age.
我哋一齊一同尋求信服神嘅教導，去尋找個方向，用一個新嘅方法去 reach out 去到人嘅當中。
And now the second thing, and very important, and I mentioned this earlier, is relational discipleship.
第二樣嘢好緊要，我頭先都講過，係一個著重關係建立嘅門訓。
There is a shift from program-oriented discipleship.
我哋由一個節目為中心嘅門訓，去到一個由個人同關係建立為門訓。
To personal relational discipleship, and this is the future.
就係同個人每一個人去建立關係，依個就係我哋嘅未來。
No longer can we expect that bigger or better or more elaborate programs will allow people to see the true nature of Jesus Christ.
可能未必係最實際去諗，就係我哋如果有一個更加大嘅、更加好嘅節目咧，會令到人真正見到耶穌基督嘅真像係乜嘢
？Those are the things that may bring people into our church, into the church.
嗰啲嘢就係令到人咧係去到間教會嗰度。
But it is the personal testimony and witness in our lives that will allow people to see how Christ has changed us.
雖然嗰節目係令到人嚟到教會度，但係最真係令到去認識耶穌就係我哋個人嘅見證同埋我哋生命嘅改變。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, it says this, In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
喺馬太福音5:16嗰度講話，你們的光也當讓照樣這樣照在人前，叫他們看見你們嘅好行為，便將榮耀給你們在天上嘅父。
I started my faith journey when I was 16 years old.
我信仰旅程喺16岁嘅时候开始。
This is my home church。
呢个系我嘅母会。Home church。Is it home church, you say?
Yeah, home church.
Okay. Yeah, my church. 系由细长大嘅教会。
中学啦。
中学啦， yeah. 中学。
When I was 16, and I walked into the high school fellowship at our church.
咁我去到高中嘅团契。
And I began to get integrated in the community here.
咁我開始入到呢個群體嘅當中。
And I enjoyed the programs, I enjoyed the games, I enjoyed the fellowship.
我享受嗰啲節目，我享受啲遊戲，我都享受過。
But my choice to believe in Jesus didn't come because of those things.
但係我相信耶穌唔係因為嗰啲事情。
It was because of three reasons.
有三個原因。
Number one, acceptance into the community.
第一個好大原因就係我被一個群體去接納。
And number two, the fact that I could see Jesus was evident in these other students' lives.
第二就是我在其他的学生我的朋友当中看到耶稣在他们生命当中。
And the third thing is that the way God was changing my own heart in very tangible ways.
同埋第三样嘢，我睇到神点样喺我生命当中有一个实质嘅改变。
And what does that mean? It means that it wasn't the programs; it was the relationships that I built.
一个 program， 一个节目，跟住佢一个关系。
信主 ，yes。
信主。
And that is why I believed in Jesus Christ, and it was because of the personal investment that other people gave to me that I knew who God was.
我相信耶稣就系有。曾經某一些人去將時間擺喺我身上，佢影響到我。
They spent time with me, they showed me God's word, and they loved me.
佢將時間擠喺我身上啦，佢愛我啦，同埋誒將神嘅話語話俾我知道。
And so, yes, those programs will bring people in, but it's our personal testimonies and like what Matthew says, our good deeds.And personal relationships, that's what is going to disciple and be a maker of other disciples.
冇錯，係節目又令我入到呢個教會，但係最重要就係我同嗰啲人嘅個人嘅關係，令到我成為主嘅門徒。
And the third thing is intergenerational discipleship.
第三樣嘢叫做跨代嘅門訓。
In the 1940s, there was a surge of parachurch organizations that emerged to focus on youth and young adults.
喺1940年代開始有好多基督教嘅機構咧，係專係服侍年青人嘅。
And in many ways, it existed to specialize and have a focus on that specific age group.
亦都係其實嗰陣時都好有需要，我哋有好多年青人咧，我哋要特別去關注嘅。
And so as it progressed, the church also adopted this model.
咁就係因為咁咧。教會都開始好似嗰啲基督教咁做咧，我哋去好專注去年青人嘅工作。
And so there was youth worship, youth fellowship, youth Sunday school, youth missions. All were age segregated and had little to no interaction with the other generations.
咁教會就開始有年青人嘅崇拜啦，年青人嘅團契啦，年青人嘅主日學啦，年青人嘅宣教啦。全部都是年青人在埋一起，好似同教会其他嘅事工冇乜联络。
And what this created was a bubble that youth stayed in until they went off to university or college.
好似制造一个泡沫，一个幻想，就系话啲年青人咧去到嗰度，直至去大学为止。
And then, because no one modeled to the young person what it looked like to be an adult that was following Christ.
但因為他們就在那個年輕的群體當中就看不到一些大一點的人告訴這些年輕人是怎樣去跟隨耶穌。
They didn't know how to continue their faith when they became adults.
但所以他就不知道他成人的時候就再不去繼續他的信仰。
And so the dropout rate for young people leaving the church after high school is staggering. It's very high.
所以就因為這樣的時候好多年青人完咗中高中之後咧，佢哋離開呢個信仰嘅比率係好高，好驚人。
When we look at the Bible, there is great evidence for intergenerational discipleship.
當我哋睇聖經嘅時候，我哋睇到係好多嘅例證咧，就係一個跨代嘅門訓。
And it actually ties into the second point about being relational.
亦都同第二個點一樣，就係一個關係建立關係嘅門訓。
And so we look at someone like Moses, who had a relationship and mentored a young Joshua.
好似摩西咁，亦都有一個同約書亞有一個人嘅關係。
Even Timothy had a relationship and mentored a younger. Paul had a relationship and mentored a young Timothy.
保羅亦都有同提摩太有一個關係，都教導指導提摩太。
If we look at Acts chapter 2, it paints a picture of a community that has been transformed by God.
我睇到《使徒行传》第二章嘅时候，我睇到个一个基督教群体嘅图画系被神去改变嘅。
And never once in this passage here does it ever talk about age or gender or race.
喺个第二章嗰度，冇一次讲紧呢个群体系特别讲话咩嘅年龄、咩嘅性别同咩嘅种族。
All it says was these people broke bread together, they read God's word together, they lived together.
呢度就佢净系讲紧佢哋全部嘅人咧一齐住一齐去睇圣经，一齐去祈祷。
They worshiped together. They gave to one another who had need. And it was a beautiful picture of how God would transform a community who submitted to him.
他一起的敬拜啦, 彼此去付出啦, 这个是一个很美丽的图画。
Now imagine this.
现在?
What would it look like if a 16-year-old had a connection and a relationship with a 66-year-old and was discipling a 6-year-old?
你想象一下一个16岁和一个66岁一个个人的关系一起去门训一个6岁的小孩子,6岁,10岁,66岁。
If they go off to university, those relationships and those connections are the ones that are going to draw them back to the church community.
就是如果他有这种关系的时候,就算他去了大学,就是这种,那种66岁和16岁的关系能够带回去教会的当中。
What would it look like for a church to have people that were learning together, growing together, reading God's word together, breaking bread together, and worshiping together?
你試想一下,當我們一班人不同年紀的,一同去學習,一同去成長,一同去讀神的話語,一同去抹餅,一同去敬拜時,那個景況會是怎樣呢?
This is the picture of God's church and God's people.
這個就是神給我們一個看著前面的圖畫,給他一間教會和他的子民。
And as we are moving forward, I have this one question for you.
当我们向前行,向前望的时候,我有一个问题问你。
Where do you stand and where are you in this in God's picture?
你同我在神的这个美丽的图画当中,我们在哪个部位?
When we talk about Acts 2 and read the story of how this Christian community was transformed, where do you see yourself in it?
当我们看《使徒行传》第二章,神改变的群体,你怎么看你自己在那个
And a better question is, how can RHCCC be a reflection of it?
第二个重要的问题就是,城北对这个群体我们的反思会是什么?
As we have celebrated 30 years last year, 2016, in this church, what does the next 30 years look like?
2015年我们刚刚庆贺了我们30周年,那我们接下来的30周年我们会是怎么样的?
How are we going to change with the change?
我们怎么样因现在这30年的改变而我们有一个改变呢?
What relationships are we going to build with people?
有什么关系我们现在要去建立的呢?
How are we going to disciple our next generation?
我们怎么样去门徒训练我们下一代呢?
I'm going to close off in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you with hearts that are heavy for our young generation.
今天我们来到天父来到你跟前,我们为到下一代祷告。
We ask you to show us the way.
我求你将你的道路显明出来。
Like a generation before us that has prayed for us.
好像之前的世代,到现在都这样。
We are praying for this next generation.
我们为到下一代祷告。
They are living in darkness. They are being fooled by Satan's promises.
他们在黑暗的时代,也被一些假的东西蒙蔽住。
Teach us your way and how to disciple them.
教导我们怎样去门训他们。
May we be faithful to you.
让我们能够对你忠诚。
May we honor you. May we love them.
让我们能够去爱你。
And God, may you show us how to do this, God.
求你告诉我们怎么做。
Together, Lord, as a congregation, we lift up this generation to you, God.
我们整个群体将下一代去交托给你。
Protect them.
保护他们。
Show them who you are. Show them you are great, Lord.
告诉他们你是一个伟大的主。
And may the relationships we build in them and how we witness in Christ, may they see who Jesus is in us.
让我们看到 耶稣的生命在我们当中,让我们能够见证你。
We thank you, God, for saving us.
多谢神,你救赎我们。
We know that you're victorious.
是奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
Lord, we love you, and we thank you. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们爱你,奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.